Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms
and conditions. 18 plus. Hello. Welcome to the English Academy Club. I'm Valeska, your host. Thank you for returning today. I was gone for 2.5 months traveling throughout Romania, visiting different cities. It was an incredible experience, and I have missed recording episodes for you, so I'm happy to be back and ready to get started on the next episode. I am reading Chapter 10 and The Light We Lost. In those first 6 months, I was always learning new things about you. Things I found sexy, surprising, endearing. Like that day I came over to your place after work, and you were sitting cross-legged on the floor, piles of paper squares around you, each the size of a small post-it note. I dropped my bag on the kitchen table and shut the door behind me. "What's going on?" I asked. "It's my mom's birthday in 2 weeks, September 19th, you told me, looking up from your paper sorting. "Since I can't fly home for this year, I wanted to come up with something meaningful to send her." "So you're making a paper mosaic?" I asked, walking closer. "In a sense," you said. "They're all pictures of my mom and me." You lifted up the squares of paper to show me. I looked closer and saw you and your mom at your high school graduation. The two of you in shorts, your feet dangling in a pool. You giving her bunny ears on your front porch. "Wow," I said. "I spent most of the day printing them," you told me, "and now I'm organizing them by color. I want to make it look just right." I sat down on the floor next to you, and you gave me a quick kiss. Your hair was the same curly blonde. It was hard to tell where she ended and you began. "I was 14, you said, looking at the picture over my shoulder. "You are cute," I said. "My 14-year-old self would have had a crush on your 14-year-old self." You smiled and squeezed my leg. Without even seeing a picture of you at 14, I'll go out on a limb and say the same would be true in reverse. Now it was my turn to smile. I put the photo down. You rubbed a hand across your forehead, pushing your curls out of your eyes. "I've never told anyone this story before," you said quietly. I picked up a couple of more pictures. You and your mom blowing out candles on her birthday cake. Your mom holding your hand as the two of you stood in front of a Mexican restaurant. "You don't have to tell me," I said, wondering if your dad had taken the picture of the two of you from before you were 9. And who had taken them afterward? "I know," you said, "but I want to." You moved so we were facing each other, knee to knee. The year after my parents split, money was really tight. I would come home from school to find my mom crying more often than painting. That year, I was pretty sure if we did anything for my birthday at all, it would suck. I told her I didn't want a party with my friends. I didn't want her to worry about paying for it. I was struck again by how different our childhoods were. There wasn't a time I ever worried that my parents wouldn't be able to pay for a birthday party. "But my mom," you said. I would look for hours, turning and turning the disc at the end, watching the shapes shift and change, focusing on that instead of how sad my mom was, how sad I was that I couldn't make her happier, how mad I was at my dad. You couldn't look at me while you were talking. All your focus was on getting the words out. I rested my hand on your knee and squeezed. You gave me a brief smile. "And?" You took a breath. She hung pieces of colored glass from the ceiling and turned a fan on low so they'd twirl. It was stunning. My mom and I lay there on the floor staring up at the colored glass. Even though I thought of myself as a big kid since I'd just turned 10, since I was taking care of my mom as best as I could, I started to cry. She asked what was wrong, and I told her that I didn't know why I was crying, that I was happy. She said, "It's the art, Angel." And I think in some sense she was right. It was the art. But in another sense, I don't know. "Why don't you know?" I asked, unconsciously rubbing circles on your knee with my thumb. I wonder now if it was relief, if I was crying because my mom was acting more like my mom again. She was taking care of me, and even though she was in this dark and broken place, she was still able to create beauty. I wonder if that art proved to me that she was going to be okay, that we were going to be okay. "You put your hand on my knee now. She was strong," I said. "She loved you." You smiled, as if you were feeling her love right there in that room. And then you kept talking. My mom and I lay there, both of us crying, and I couldn't help thinking about my dad. How if he were there, we wouldn't have done this, living with him. I told you it was unpredictable. It was like I imagine it must have been in London during World War II, knowing that air raid sirens would go off and bombs would fall at some point, but never having any idea where or when they would hit. I whispered to my mom then, we're better off without him. And she said, "I know." I was only 10, but I felt like a grown-up when I said that. There were tears in my eyes as you finished talking. I was imagining your 10-year-old self on the floor with your mom, thinking about your dad, feeling like an adult, feeling loved, surrounded by art that she created just for you. "So I want to make her something special for her birthday, since I won't be there," you said. "Something meaningful, something that shows her how much I love her, how much I'll always love her, no matter how far away I am." In this mosaic, the idea popped into my head this morning. My eyes flickered over the tiny photographs. "I think it's perfect," I said. The apartment felt charged with emotion from everything you told me, from the fact that you shared it, that fragile part of you. I leaned in to give you a hug, but it turned into a kiss. Our lips met briefly, then more instantly. "Thank you for telling me," I said softly. You kissed me again. Thank you for being someone I wanted to tell. Later that night, you started gluing the mosaic together. You seemed so happy in that moment, so content, that I put down my computer and quietly picked up the camera. It's the only photograph I ever took of you. I wonder if you still have it. Thank you so much. I hope that you'll be back next week for Chapter 11. Take care.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.